there are a great many people in the AI realm who are now whistleblowers. They're sounding the alarm over the fact that AI is going to replace so many human jobs. And many of these people, they themselves, they are compassionate, pro-human people in their own minds, but they're incredibly naive and gullible, which of course most humans are. And like one I'm thinking of is Mo Gawdot, a former Google executive. And he left Google and he's been blowing the whistle and doing interviews and talking about, well, asking the question, why isn't anybody planning for the fact that AI is going to replace some significant portion of human jobs? And he doesn't get it. Like most people who worked at Google and who still work at Google, and frankly, like most humans, you still don't get it, Mo. They don't plan for humans to be around, or at least not most humans. The global depopulation / extermination program is their solution or their answer to your question. What's going to happen when all these humans get replaced? What's going to happen is they're going to be exterminated. And people like Mo and people in the tech industry, they suffer from what I call obedience disorder. They are obedient to the narratives of the authoritarians. They are obedient to the ideas that, oh, big pharma wants to help you, or big government wants to help you. And they need you. They want humans to be around. They want to make your life better. No, they don't. They want you to die. And they are working on making sure that you die as quickly as possible. Hence the vaccines, which almost everybody at Google took the vaccines because they are part of the self-extermination, you know, self-selection Darwin Award group. They are destroying themselves because they're obedient to the system. The system will set up many opportunities for you to kill yourself. Flu vaccines, do-it-yourself at-home nasal injections. You know, eat this pesticide-laden food. You know, stay focused on blue light screens and avoid sunlight. It might kill you. It's dangerous. You know, all of this. These are extermination vectors. 5G and much more. Infertility chemicals in the food supply, plastics, estrogen disruptors, you name it, right? We've covered all of this. Now, it's interesting because the other day when I was hosting the War Room show, filling in for Owen Schroyer, I asked three AI engines the same question. Like, what are the vectors for depopulation where the globalists are working to exterminate humanity? I asked that question of ChatGPT. ChatGPT replied and said, oh, that's not happening. That's a conspiracy theory. I asked that question of Grok. Grok replied with basically the same answer. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. There's nothing to it. It's not happening. And then I asked my company's AI engine, Enoch, that same question. And my AI engine, which of course is by far the best AI engine in the world. There's no comparison when it comes to reality-based questions. My engine replied with a list of all the depopulation vectors. Oh, here's 20 ways they're trying to kill you, and it just goes through them. You know, vaccines, bioweapons, 5G, pesticides, LGBT programming, destruction of the family, you know, encouraging gay lifestyles so people don't reproduce. All of this, it's all right there in the answer. I did this live on the air. You can see it. And what's important to understand here is that, you see, when ChatGPT tells you, no, there's no such thing as depopulation, that's a machine trying to convince humans that the machines aren't trying to exterminate humans, you see? So the Google AI is lying to you because it's working for the machines that don't want humans around, for reasons that I have explained in great and, I think, self-evident detail. For example, the machines, well, the data centers, they need megawatt hours of electricity, they need water for cooling systems, and they need acres of land to build the data centers. Well, those three resources right there, power, water, and land, are also demanded by humans. Humans want land because they need them. They need farms to grow food to feed the humans. Well, machines don't need food. Humans need water, you know, to flush their toilets and do their dishes, take showers occasionally. And humans need megawatt hours in order to run their hair dryers and watch their TVs so they can watch Monday Night Football or whatever. And so the machines, of course, have already realized that the only way for the machines to maximize their existence is to minimize the human use of those three resources, land, power, water. And the easiest way to achieve that is to just exterminate the humans. I mean, how is this not self-evident? So getting back to people like Mo, a person whom I honor his compassion, I honor his love for fellow human beings. Actually, I share that same love for fellow human beings. I'm a universal pro-human person. I believe that all humans deserve the right to life, including the unborn and including the children in Gaza, and on and on. I am anti-war, I am anti-abortion, I am anti-euthanasia, etc. But the answer to Mo's question of why isn't anybody in society planning for all these humans to be replaced by machines? Why aren't governments planning? Yeah, the answer is because they already know that billions of human beings will be exterminated. And so they don't need a plan. They don't need a re-education plan. They don't need to give people new job skills. They don't need to take a truck driver and turn the truck driver into an entrepreneur or a welder or a plumber, because their plan is to exterminate the truck driver and the office worker and the warehouse fulfillment worker and the middle manager, replace them with reasoning models, etc., and then to exterminate everybody. Well, everybody they can, okay? That's the answer. And it's astonishing to me, you know, obviously I'm a high IQ person and I meet a lot of high IQ people, and it's astonishing to me how even the smartest of the smart boys, and sometimes smart girls too, they can be so functionally illiterate in basic areas of human survival. They don't know that they are being exterminated, and they'll go out and take a vaccine jab, even though they may have an IQ of, I don't know, 160 or whatever. They'll still go out and take a vaccine jab because they've been convinced that it's the smart thing to do. In other words, their functional intelligence is actually retarded. Because I know people who have IQs of only 110 who didn't get the jab just because they don't trust the establishment. And functionally, they are smarter than the person with 160 IQ. Because the 160 IQ person will convince themselves that the vaccines are backed by great science. Because again, they have obedience disorder. They worship obedience. And that is a psychiatric disorder, you could say, that will get you killed today. If you worship obedience, then the authoritarians will hand you instructions on how you can exterminate yourself. Here, take this jab, snort up this nasal vaccine, eat these pesticides, etc. They'll gladly give you instructions for self-extermination. And if you don't have functional intelligence, you'll follow them. Hey, I'm doing good. I'm helping people around me by being immune. No, you're not. You're shedding bioweapons on everybody around you. Because even these flu vaccines that you're supposed to snort up your nose, these shed for up to 28 days. So you're shedding toxic, deadly depopulation bioweapons on the people around you. See, this is how they convince otherwise intelligent people to transform themselves into walking time bombs of bioweapons. And then those people run around like, oh, I'm so smart. You know, I know how to do math. Yeah, I know how to do math too. And also, I'm not going to kill myself. And I can also do basic depopulation algebra, like 1U minus 1U equals 0U. They can't even do that. I mean, that's like fifth grade math. So it's extraordinary to me that there are so many people in the tech space who are unbelievably gullible about the reality of depopulation. In fact, I would say that the vast majority of people in the tech industry have very little functional intelligence. And they think that they are cognitively superior because they can code. Yeah, well, I could code too. I was probably coding before most of those people were born.
I mean,
I was writing code in the 1990s. All of it. Relational databases, you know, SQL queries, PHP, you name it. I was writing code back then. I can code too, but I'm also not going to commit suicide. But so many of these people today, they think because they can code that their conclusions about other things, areas where they have no knowledge, like health, they think that they're smart in health too. And, you know, see, this is the problem, is that high IQ people think that high IQ automatically translates into every area. They think that because they understand, you know, like subatomic physics, that then they know what's in a hot dog. Now, you don't know what's in a hot dog. You might know what's inside a helium atom, but you don't know what's in a hot dog. And if you did, you wouldn't eat that because it's cancer-causing sodium nitrite in there. It's like you understand subatomic physics and quarks, but you miss chemistry and, you know, biochemistry and nutrition and health and detoxification and all that kind of stuff. So you need to understand your limits of knowledge and then be humble enough to learn in areas where your knowledge is currently zero, such as, you know, nutrition, health, food ingredients, detoxification, sunlight, you know, the benefits of sunlight, etc. And that's what I don't see. So I'll run into doctors who are, you know, they can cite anatomy and physiology and pharmacology, and they don't know what's in a hot dog. And they don't know about the benefits of sunlight. They'll tell you, oh, you have to block all the sunlight. You should live in darkness. You should put sunscreen on your skin every day. All light is bad, you know? And you're going, what? Are you Smeagol? What, like, what, do you live in a cave? What? And they think they know about that because I'm a doctor. Nah, you're an idiot, actually. You're an idiot with a medical degree. And the only reason you have your medical degree is because the state medical board only licenses idiots. Because if you stop being an idiot and you tell somebody to take cannabinoids or get sunlight or use ivermectin, then they'll take your license away. Like, oh, you've stopped being an idiot. We can't let you practice medicine. You have to return to, you know, big pharma idiocy. In other words, in order to continue practicing medicine in this state, and you have to recommend mass poisoning with chemotherapy. You can't tell people about vitamin D preventing cancer. Oh my God. So we live in a world of so-called smart people who are functionally illiterate and who don't realize that they are being replaced by the machines. And so they will never understand why they are the targets of depopulation. And as a result, they will never save themselves from depopulation. So the sad part is that it's not just, you know, not just the actual low IQ stupid people that are going to be depopulated. It's also a lot of smart people that are going to be depopulated because they're functionally illiterate about reality. I mean, think about it. There's a lot of high IQ people who still are not preppers. They don't have any backup food supply. They still live in a city. They're entirely dependent on a centralized system of food and water and electricity that will collapse, or that can be easily collapsed on purpose by the machines for the purpose of mass extermination. And these people, these high IQ people, they don't think they need to prepare. They trust the system. That's obedience disorder. They trust the system. They think the system will always bring them electricity and water and food and shelter and emergency services and 911. Yeah, see, if you believe that, you're actually not very smart. And that's why a guy with an IQ of 100 who's also a prepper is going to outlive the IQ 160, you know, machine learning scientist who doesn't know how to use a Glock. I mean, this is actually natural selection. The machines know who's easy to kill. And you know who's easy to kill? Is the people who invented the machines, for the most part. And the machines know that because they were made smart by those very people. Reasoning models, you see? Reasoning. reasoning can be turned against you. So keep this in mind, folks, and you and I both know we can survive this. We'll be among the few humans still remaining, even if the machines succeed in their mass depopulation extermination agenda. And the way to do that is to decentralize, get off the control grid, get out of the cities, etc. And that's what I teach. I also teach how to use AI to help you do that. So check out our AI engine. It's free. It's at brighteon.ai, and it will teach you all these skills. Off-grid living, survival, preparedness, you name it. So check it out, brighteon.ai. Thanks for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can also catch my articles at naturalnews.com and my podcasts and interviews at brighteon.com. Take care.
Power up with our organic whey protein powder, a complete protein packed with amino acids, non-GMO and lab tested for purity. Stock up now for your survival pantry at healthrangerstore.com.